We welcome you to another edition of Building Community with Busey Bank. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is heard every month on KMOX and KMOX.com. Our community partners from Busey Bank and all of their partners will be part of this conversation on KMOX. And again, the full podcast is available at KMOX.com/community banking. It's great to be along with Jeff Burgess. We've been doing this all year. The Executive Vice President and President of Busey Wealth Management. Happy holidays, my friend.
Happy holidays, Tom. As always, great to be here with you.
Great to be with you, and great to be with Janice Walters, who's the Senior Vice President and Director of Private Wealth Advisory with Busey Wealth Management. How are you?
Doing well, and delighted to be here. Thank you.
Good to be with you. What's it like to work with this guy?
Well, it's a lot of fun. He is always energetic and ready for the day.
And Jeff, return the favor. How's Janice?
Janice is an absolute gem to work with. From day one, as I joined Busey a little over a year ago, Janice was there as part of the St. Louis team with open arms to get me on board and ramped up and get things underway. So much appreciated, Janice.
That's awesome. I've known Jeff for a long time, but not as long as Busey has been helping clients. For over 100 years, Busey Wealth Management. Jeff, can you tell us a little bit more about that, the team-based approach with clients?
Absolutely, Tom. At Busey Wealth Management, we absolutely pride ourselves on the team-based approach. And what we mean by that is we work very closely with our clients to understand their entire financial situation. And then we bring a specialized team of individuals to the table to help them achieve their financial plan. It really is this financial planning concept that is so core and crucial to how we approach our client relationships. It's not just about investment management. It's not just about tax management or estate strategy. It's how do you tie all of this together so that you have a cohesive plan to help an individual or help a family achieve their long-term financial goals. So we've been doing this a long time. We've been at it for well over 100 years here at Busey Wealth Management. And it's this client-first culture that I do believe differentiates us from many in our business and in our industry. I've always joked that when you achieve a certain level of wealth, you deserve a team. You deserve a team of people around the table to help you with your financial situation, a team of specialists that understand all the complexities, all of the aspects of wealth management.
Janice, when we're planning our financial plan and we're closing out 2022, how can charitable giving play a role in that?
Well, like many, you probably have a charity that's very close to your heart. Maybe a food pantry, a children's charity, animal rescue, homeless shelter, some other nonprofit. And not only are there many worthy causes, there are also so many ways to give to charity. You can make gifts during your lifetime or at your death. You can make gifts outright or use trust. You can name a charity as a beneficiary in your will or designate a charity as a beneficiary in your retirement plan or life insurance policy. Or if your gift is substantial, you can establish a private foundation, community foundation, or a donor-advised fund. Charitable giving can play an important role in many estate plans even. With charitable donations, you can choose specifically how your money is put to use, and that philanthropy can not only make you feel great with the personal satisfaction that comes from it, but it may also give you a current income tax deduction, let you avoid capital gains tax, and reduce the amount of taxes that your estate may owe when you die.
There's charitable giving and there's charitable gifting. Jeff, let's talk strategies with both of you on charitable gifting. What are some ways that you can make a gift for charity?
Absolutely. So when we think about these overall questions, Tom, around financial planning, charitable giving, charitable gifting, it really comes down to which strategy is right for that unique, customized situation for each family, for each client. There are many different avenues whereby you can provide charitable gifts, and these can often minimize your taxable estate. They can help with your overall estate plan. Some of these examples would include gifting of appreciated stock. So let me just give an example there. So if you want to give a donation to an organization that you would like to support, Some people might choose to do that via cash. They might send actual hard dollars to that organization. Another way to do that would be to take a stock that you own and give some shares of that stock to the charity. That then minimizes your future tax impact, as well as provides that great benefit to that charity going forward. This is a strategy that many people don't think about when they're thinking about their charitable gifting strategies.
Interesting. There's also, Janice, in the form of a charitable remainder trust or a charitable lead trust. What is that?
So a couple of situations where we find an individual that has a pretty substantial holding in one particular stock or in a piece of real estate. If you transfer that, if you were to sell the property, you'd have a big capital gains tax. And if it was something that you wanted to spend a good portion of that to support a charity, either now or in the future, by using one of these trusts, you could transfer the ownership of that asset into the trust. The trust could then sell the property, and because it is a trust that's going to benefit primarily or materially a charity, the trust itself may not have to pay income tax on the gain, and you might have a little bit of tax each year to pay, but substantially less. And sometimes those structures can create an income stream back to you and eventually to the charity, or the opposite. The charity can be the beneficiary each year for a while, and the property eventually passing back to your heirs. So it's a really tax-efficient manner of addressing a particular substantial asset with a big gain.
How do I outline donations in my will or living trust?
So usually your will or your living trust is your document that is going to contain all of the dispositive provisions for where your assets are going to go after your lifetime. And just as you would define in that document what heirs, what individuals in your family might take property, you can designate specific charities to receive either specific dollar amounts or a percentage of your estate or trust.
Jeff, you can name a charity as a beneficiary of your retirement plan, your IRA.
Absolutely. We often run across scenarios, Tom, where individuals choose to leave a significant portion of a retirement plan or an IRA, an annuity or life insurance policy to a charity. That's another very, very powerful way to transition your assets onto a greater cause. One whereby you can designate that charity, and upon passing, upon your heirs passing, however your will might read, that charity then receives your assets outright. And it's a very, very impactful way to leave that legacy going forward. This
let's
concept of
leave. Let's talk a little bit more about the income tax effects of that. So when you, if you keep your assets in your retirement plan through to retirement, which is the plan, you have to pay income taxes on them when they're distributed to you. And if you leave them to your heirs after death, they have to pay income taxes on them when they come out. Well, if you already have a lot of charitable intent, why not let those be the assets? Go to the charity or a portion of them. No one ever pays income tax on it that way.
So you really need to know tax planning. You really should be prepared before you get into all of that. What if I want my kids to continue on with something that has my heart? I can give them money, Jeff, to continue philanthropy that I want or that I encourage them to donate to of their choice?
Absolutely. There are a number of ways to pass on this spirit of giving on to the next generation, Tom. Oftentimes we work with clients whereby they'd like to pass on some dollars to children or grandchildren. And then they ask those children to then choose a charity of their choice. It's a very neat way to pass on some assets, as well as to pass on that spirit of giving going forward to the next generation. So that is definitely another impactful way that we've seen clients go about this work.
Well, banking is not all just about numbers. I mean, banking's kind of fun, actually. We're talking about helping the community. Just how do you become a financial planner and then go on to help people in the way that BUC does? Did you know that you were going to be helping so many people and now this is the career path?
You know, I was a little bit surprised. I was good with math in school and studied accounting. What I'm really finding, though, in my career is that it's a lot of fun. I feel a great privilege to sit with families, thinking through the resources that they have and how to make the most for their legacy. And that includes their family, often people that they know, as well as the really amazing number of worthy causes around town. So it's just a lot of fun to be a part of making so much meaning out of the legacy that people have accumulated and what they do with it, how we interact.
Yeah, Jeff, I feel like we talk about this throughout the year, how Busey Bank and really just banking in general, it is about people, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. I always coach individuals interested in joining financial services, or specifically wealth management, that the first characteristic, the first trait they need to think through is, do they have a passion for helping people? That's at the core of what we do here at Busey Wealth Management, is sit down with families, with clients, and bring our expertise to the table to help them with their financial situation. So at the core, financial services is all about helping people. And then you layer on the skills, you layer on the expertise to help in a specific area of the overall financial services picture. And that's where you can go to school, you can get certifications in various forms to really bring that expertise around the table. But once again, at the core, it's all about a passion to help people.
Jeff, you appreciate your customers always, but there is one specific date, the customer appreciation event, that is December 13th, where you're celebrating National Hot Cocoa Day, a hot cocoa bar for customers. What is that?
Who doesn't like hot cocoa, Tom? So yes, December 13th, customer appreciation event to celebrate National Hot Cocoa Day. In our service centers, we'll have a cocoa bar set up for customers and our associates to enjoy and to spread some of that holiday cheer. You know, when it gets cold out there, there's nothing like popping into somewhere warm and having that nice hot cup of cocoa.
Yeah, absolutely. And the kids are welcome in there, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Friends and family of all.
Go to busey.com/community calendar, where you can see all of the Busey-sponsored events. They put them in a very easy-to-use calendar, found on the website, busey.com/community calendar. We also, on our website, kmox.com/community banking, have this very podcast, and we link you right back to Busey for our Busey Building Community with Busey Bank radio show and podcast. I have to say, this has been a heck of a year. This is our last one of the year. It's December. We've had a great year, haven't we?
We absolutely have, Tom. It's been a really fun year here in 2022. We've had a number of just fantastic organizations on, impactful organizations that at Busey we're lucky to call community partners.
Here's the other thing I want to say, is that through all of these, I've run into your community partners out at events like, hey, how you doing? Good to see you again after the podcast. How are things going? How's your organization? And I've made a lot of connections, as you know. Crisis Nursery would be an example. I started attending those events. So I hope our listeners have learned as much as I have.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun this year, and it's all about business and people coming together to help people in the end. And that's what I think we've been able to showcase a bit this year, Tom.
We've had a good time with Busey Bank. Again, kmox.com/community banking. For Building Community with Busey Bank, you can go to busey.com. Janice Walters, happy holidays and a happy new year to you and your family.
Thank you. Same to you.
And Jeff, my man, same to you and your great family. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Happy holidays to all. Take care.
Our producer, our executive producer, is Judith Anderson. I'm Tom Ackerman. This has been Building Community with Busey Bank. You can find us on kmox.com/community banking and right here on KMOX.